right. Well, I tell you what, Cindy. Why don't you tell me a little bit, first of all, performance director. I'm assuming that you're sort of in charge of something if you're a director. Tell me about what you do on the Sesame Street Live production.
Sure. I actually wear many hats for the company. I am the stage manager, so I sit front of house and I call the show. I call all the action that the audience will see on stage. And I also take care of doing the rehearsals with the performers, and I hold auditions. Let's see, what else do I do? I give the performers notes, things like that. So, and then publicity events, we do those kind of things too.
And is this a year-round gig for you? Because I know that it seems like I'm hearing about Sesame Street Live pretty consistently. Are you at this all year?
Yes, our company actually has 3 different shows out, so pretty much the entire year there's at least all, if not one, show going on. But usually our tours run kind of like a school year. I'll have usually about a month off, and then we start up again and we do production and start the new route.
Now, I know that you guys I know Sesame Street is global, and that there are sort of localized productions of Sesame Street all around the world. Is it the same for the live productions, or are you the ones traveling worldwide and doing these productions?
Well, our company, V Corporation, actually produces the 3 live shows here in the States. However, we do occasionally travel abroad. We did some shows in China this past July. We've been to Canada. We've been to Puerto Rico, so we've kind of touched all over. And then sometimes certain countries would like our show to stay there longer. So they kind of bring their own talent, and then they will keep our show over there and run it for about a year. I think we also did one in the UK as well.
Okay, that's very cool. And now here's what I got going on, right? I have a 20-month-old at home, and we're getting psyched up for Sesame Street Live this weekend. But
of course.
But the thing is, like, I am a relative, like, I've watched Sesame Street, when I was a kid, and I've started watching again in the past, 18 months or so. And but I've never been to Sesame Street Live. So you gotta tell me what I'm in for, because I'm a huge live performance fan. I love live music. I love Broadway. I love all this stuff, but never tried out Sesame Street.
Well, you're gonna enjoy it, because not only will your 20-month-old enjoy it, but you're gonna enjoy it as well. It's a great family event. The whole family, everyone that comes, always is involved in the show. It's a very interactive show. The characters get out there, the curtains open, and everyone's screaming like a rock star just steps on. I mean, Elmo is kind of like a rock star. And we have the characters from, when you used to watch Sesame Street, and we also have newer characters to where maybe your 20-month-old will recognize more, and you guys can kind of learn about things together. It's a great, just like the TV show, it's a great way for the kids to learn and get involved and sing and dance. I mean, the kids love to stand up in their seats and just dance along with it, and we encourage it. We love it.
So you mentioned like newer characters. How many characters are we going to see in this particular production that you have? Because you said there's a few. So first of all, I want to know how many characters there are, and then I want to know kind of what's the premise of this particular show that we're going to see.
Sure. There's about 20 characters. You have your older characters like Bert and Ernie and Big Bird, and Oscar makes an appearance, even tap dances. He gets up out of his can and he tap dances. So yeah, you don't want to miss this show.
I've never seen him out of the can before.
There you go. That's what's the difference between the live show. Yeah.
See, now I'm excited. Now I'm ready to go.
Good. So, you have those characters as well as Cookie Monster and Abby Cadabby. She's a newer character. You also have Murray, who's a newer character. He's kind of like the MC of our show. He comes out and teaches us the letter of the day, the number of the day. We also learn how to count. We learn what's the word on the street, which is kind of his new take on some fun hip-hoppy stuff. And you'll see some sheep. You'll see some penguins. We got it all. And the show is about Abby Cadabby accidentally leaves her wand somewhere, and Elmo finds it. And when he's going to give it back to her, he casts the magical spell. So it's the mischievous Elmo that we all know, and he just keeps casting it on all his friends. So they're all singing and dancing the entire show. And then finally, the wise old owl, Mr. Hoots, comes out, and he's been on the show since about the 80s. So he's one of the characters that you might relate to a little bit more. And mm-hmm. he gives that wise advice, you know, you got to turn things around. Everyone makes mistakes. Give back that wand and Abby will do her magic. And we actually turn out, or, you know, you come to find out that Elmo can do it all along. You know, he doesn't need Abby to Abby's help. So it's a great story. It's, you know, it gets the kids involved and the parents involved, even grandparents if they come to. You know, like I said, it's got fun songs that everyone's going to be able to sing and dance to. Even a parody of It's Raining Men, It's Raining Cookies for Cookie Monster. So, you know, it's got some good laughs in there that the adults will get, but the kids will be just as entertained.
Well, I got to tell you, that's one of the, you mentioned grandparents too. That's one of the, what Sesame Street is one of those few things that exists that ties multiple generations together. I mean, they've been mm-hmm. doing this since what, like the early 70s or the late 60s or something like that? And
yeah, the TV has been 44 seasons now.
Yeah, I mean, that's like unheard of. Like, well, there's very little that a grandparent can say to their grandchild, I used to watch that on TV too and have it still be going on. So,
exactly.
I'm really looking forward to it now. And I tell you what, the little one is too. And I got, and you went through some of the characters. I got to try to see if I can cash in a favor here, right? My 20-month-old, he loves ducks. Are there any ducks? Are we going to see any? And if not, can you add some last minute for me?
I can see what I could do.
Right.
Maybe pull some strings.
All right. Well, hey, Cindy, the performance director for the big Sesame Street live show coming. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to me, and we're really looking forward to seeing the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.